Breakfast with Joe Foyster and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
Kesha, We Are Who We Are, playing on the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. It's Cool School, Thursday, 24th February, just about to go 10 past 8. And the studio smells somewhat like an open sewer. Harry, can you explain?
What?
I wasn't in here for the last
time. Probably your tracksuit, isn't it?
Well, no, I was out there talking to Carla.
Right.
And neither of us produced any odours.
Neither me.
No, really. Because why are my nostril hairs singed?
That tracksuit, I told you.
Oh, okay.
Need to wash.
Right, we're going to talk. There's an article in The Sun this morning, okay, that we'd like to talk about on Cool School on an item we call Harry's Got Issues. A baby machine mum. Bit disparaging.
Don't call her a machine.
Pregnant with her 17th.
She's a lady. She might be a nice lady. You don't know her.
Exactly. She looks nice. Yeah. Pregnant with her 17th child. That's quite an effort by her and her husband. Congratulations,
sir. Yeah, lucky boy. But it doesn't make her a machine.
No, it doesn't. You're right. That's not my word. It's the article.
No, I know. It's not. Yeah. This ain't no factory. It's a human.
Yeah, he's raking in more than £600 a week benefits and admitted last night, I quote, "They pay me too much." The family of jobless Kathy Black, 45, who had her kids with five different men, says she has pocketed tens of thousands of pounds from years of handouts. She lives rent-free with seven of her kids in a three-bed terrace council home worth £135,000. Relatives say she also picks up £100 a week in child benefit and hundreds more in income support, child tax credits and housing benefit, on top of monthly payouts from one of her three ex-husbands. Kathy said, "My ex pays me maintenance, but I still get child benefit, regardless of how much he pays me. They never adjust my benefits, I always get the same amount. I still get my child benefit, so in a way they pay me too much sometimes. The benefit system is just wrong, it's a joke. I will go to work when my children are old enough, but at the moment it will cost the state more to put them in childcare while I go to work." Kathy, who's been pregnant for almost a quarter of her life, had her first child, Greg, now 28.
Sure that's not Greg?
No, it's got an I in it.
But I think that might be like a Scottish way of spelling Greg, maybe. I think so. I don't think people are actually called Greg.
Can I call him Greg?
If anybody knows this, do text in and tell us live, Fella Bay Message 0300.
Can I call him Greg?
You can call him Greg for the purpose of this article, Joe, yes.
Her first child, Greg, now Greg. 28 and scarred by his weird name.
But Joe, this is bonkers. He can't be called Greg. Because look, you got Lee, Carrie, Danny, Pat, Teresa, Jade, Joseph, Rachel. Why would she then go and call one of them Greg?
Also, it says, right, the people she's had her kids with.
All right,
right,
yeah.
Okay, let me read them out in order, because okay. The last one's funny. Keith Hills.
Yeah.
Gary Merton.
Yeah.
Gary Black.
Yeah, likes a Gary.
Simon Cordy.
Yeah.
And Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn. Tony.
Presumably not. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Tony Blackburn. I'm going to make you pregnant with your fifth, sixth and seventh child. Like, presumably that's not him.
You would assume not.
That's wicked, isn't it? I love people who've got the names of famous people in normal life.
It's good, isn't it?
Like Michael Jackson's. Yeah. I like them, yeah.
Oh, we did. We had a Michael Jackson, didn't
yeah.
we? I think we spoke to one once.
People. I love people like that. Anyway, last night her family claimed she was expecting her baby, number 17, from a sick, different dad. Son Ori. Oh, Ori is us. Ori? Ori?
Ori.
Ori. Son Ori said, hell. Hey, Greg. Ori said, when I was there were 10 of us in the house. Once she did the weekly shop and just came back with 5 crates of beer.
What?
Most of the time she would just buy huge bags of pasta and some sauce and we'd live on that. Ex Gary Black, 49, a former rail worker from Canvey Island, Essex. What's that got to do with it?
Irrelevant. They always do that, don't they?
Oh my God, listen to what Gary Black said.
What?
If she's not Britain's worst mum, she must be a close second. Leave it out, Gary.
I don't think she's done that much wrong.
She's hardly done a day's work in her life and has claimed benefits as long as I can remember.
Well, she might have done, like, she's definitely not the world's worst mum.
They're really attacking her. Cause
there's some horrible people out there.
Last night, unrepentant Kathy, who has spent the whole article doing nothing but repent.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, declared, I never thought I'd have so many kids. I didn't want abortions. It was my choice to fall pregnant. Some friends are unlucky enough they only get the one. Give them some of yours.
Yeah.
Christmas presents.
I don't think you can do that.
I'm joking.
That's ridiculous.
But no,
she's not unrepentant for a start. She's not the world's worst mother.
Mm.
She's just had a lot of children.
You know when...
I take the point that some people say that if you can't afford to pay for 17 children, don't have 17 children.
Why did you then, Harry?
Pardon?
Why did you?
I've got a very receptive womb.
You just loved Tony Blackburn,
yeah.
Didn't you?
All right, okay, I take that point, but yeah, the flip side of it, she didn't want to have an abortion. Okay, she should have practiced safe sex, but better that way than the other. And I think She can't go out to work. She's got 17 kids, can she?
Also, right.
So the government does need to stop to a certain extent. And just one point. So there's 17. She's got 17 children, right? Her, that makes 18. And then whichever spouse she's with at the moment.
Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn.
Hey, what's for dinner?
Can't Tony stump up? He must be minted.
Yeah.
Right? That's 19 of them. I divided that £600 benefit between 19 of them. It's £31.
Yeah, it's not a king's ransom, is it?
No.
Also, my favourite thing about this article is how everybody's really jumped on the bandwagon, right?
Yeah, everyone's having a right go. What's her ex doing?
Her ex, right? Also, and her son, Ori.
Yeah.
Fourth child, Teresa, said she had 2 7-seater cars when I lived there. Obviously, because there's
so many children.
That's not just
her, like, yeah, I've got 2 Jags, like Prescott. She's just got so many children.
I don't know what she spent the money on, because all our clothes were hand-me-downs. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Teresa, that you weren't in the Milan fashion show, but she had 30 quid to spend on each of you.
Yeah.
She didn't buy us anything, and she was not a good cook. That's irrelevant. She's
literally, everyone's having a go at her for no reason. And she's the worst. The worst mum in the world, they reckon. The worst mum in Britain. I can think of one off the top of my head who's definitely worse. Not that I'm going to name any names.
I've seen something here.
What?
Right, the people who've had a go are Gary Black, her ex.
Yeah.
Son Ori and Teresa, who are Gary's kids.
Oh.
They're a little clique.
It's that side of the family that don't like them.
Tony Blackburn, right? Cathal, Zach, Jack, Ellie,
they're
Malachi,
happy, yeah.
Dana Marie. All Tony's kids loving it.
The names have got funkier as the years have gone by.
You haven't heard from Greg.
Started off as Greg and Lee and Carrie and Danny. Now they're all called Malachi, Dana Marie, Zach, Cathal.
Yeah, they went for a biblical theme with Tony Blackburn, didn't they?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Gary Merton only got Carrie. Him and Carrie just keeping their heads
Gary
down.
Merton weren't around long.
No.
Gary Merton was there early 90s.
Gary Merton,
he'd
Carrie
just sit
Merton.
On a sofa watching Family Fortunes with his pasta and sauce and a crate of beer. Ori was kicking off. He weren't even born yet, but he weren't happy.
Yeah.
There in the womb, all angry, Ori was.
Ori and Teresa were throwing things at their mum.
Yeah,
Sun reporters.
Ori and Teresa must be siding with their father, Gary Black. I would like to know Danny, Pat and Jade's take on the story.
Yeah. Oh, I wish they'd interviewed all of them. It would be...
Yeah.
This would be the most extraordinary...
Should we get them all in?
I think this might be a job for Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah.
Or, I'll tell you what, guys, ring the station.
Yeah, but the thing
Carla
is...
Carla will have you on the morning programme.
It seems like a bit of a non-event, really, this story. I don't know, like, she doesn't seem to have done anything wrong.
Basically,
well, like, she kind of has done something wrong, and we're not there, but all their examples are given is like, oh, idiot, she fed us pasta. It's like, oh, no.
She had cars... big enough to carry us
all. It's not like she just left. Yeah, exactly. 2 cars. Greedy. What do you want to do? Strap some of you to the roof then? Kick you in the boot, Ori. What was she meant to do?
And 600 quid, as you said, isn't very much.
Isn't that much divided by that many people? Oh. I don't understand it. She seems like she's... Okay, granted, she might have had too many children, perhaps, if... I don't know, but like she says... What was the alternative? The alternative's not a nice thing.
If you've got an opinion on Kathy Black's situation, live, followed by a message to 60300, email studio at hazefm.org. This is Cool School, where we tackle the big issues. Coming up after the break, we have got a story about a middle-aged superhero who kept it secret from his spouse.
No!
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Haze FM.
Right, okay, Harry.
Yeah?
The story on Unusual Today. I know this is one you've come across before.
Yeah, it is.
Phantom, girlfriend, never knew secret identity. That's Phantom, P-H-A-N, hyphen, Tum, T-U-N, as in tummy.
Is that because you've got a little belly?
The girl, whose banker boyfriend was exposed as a paunchy costumed crime fighter, dubbed the Phantom, said last night,
I had no idea.
Shocked Kerry Whip, she could be a baddie.
Kerry Whip.
She Kerry Whip. That's like a baddie's name.
Make a film about them, I reckon.
25, the masked vigilante's lover for 10 years.
What?
How old is he? Oh, he's 26. I was going to say, because he looks about 50. So I was going to say, she's like 15.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a real-life Lois Lane to his Superman, said Kerry Whip.
Said Kerry Whip.
She told her just how stunned she was, a 16-stone Scott Cook's mum, to discover... What? She told how she was just as stunned as 16-stone Scott Cook's mum to discover the 26-year-old was patrolling the streets of Birmingham at night. What a legend. I like the way they thrown his mum in there as well.
Yeah.
Of course his mum was surprised. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Scott, a huge fan of Batman, when he and Kerry became childhood sweethearts before moving in together, kept telling her he was out playing poker. I bet she thought he was having an affair and he was just a crime fighter.
Just being an absolute hero, saving people.
Look at his mum.
I really like
He's
him.
A great guy, isn't
yeah.
he? Also, right,
he's got a beard like Rufus Hound.
There's a picture of them when they're about 15.
Yep.
It's a normal couple, about 15. Fast forward 10 years, she looks the same, he looks about 50.
Oh,
his mum looks younger than him.
Yeah. Yeah, they look more like a couple.
He's a great guy, this.
I love him.
Listen to him, right? In reality, he's been leaving their flat at night in West Heath to don a mask, Union Jack t-shirt and utility belt. Part-time singer.
He's got a utility belt.
I didn't know.
What's in his belt?
Part-time singer Kerry, who like Scott is a personal banker at Santander.
Santander
said, "I had no idea he was leading this amazing secret life. I know some people would take the mickey out of his costume. They don't want to. He's a superhero.
Yeah.
But he's a good man with a strong moral code. You have to be.
He's a hero. Let's give him a knighthood."
Scott, who calls himself the Statesman, great name,
yeah,
said, "The Territorial Army taught me discipline and fitness."
Which I've now abandoned.
He's amazing. Which I've now abandoned in favour of madness.
The latter, yeah.
His amazed mum, Dawn, revealed in The Sun yesterday after Scott was unmasked, "I still do his washing, but he must launder the costume himself. He's secretive, okay?"
Yeah. You don't see Batman laundering his own costume. Has he got a Robin-esque character?
I don't know. Maybe Kerry Whip could be her.
Yeah, Kerry Whip. Let's get her in a Union Jack costume.
That's clever of him. Because if his mum saw him fighting crime, she'd think, "Oh, that does look like my Scott, but I've never washed that."
Yeah.
So that must be another fat bloke.
Come from. Oh. Well, is that me mask, though?
How's his mask staying on as well?
He's got a really thin cord.
I like everything about him. I like the way he's aged 40 years in 10.
Yeah.
I like the way he's fat and he's...
He was a boxer as well. Did you know that?
Was he?
Yeah, he used to be a boxer.
What, dog? That's what he looks like.
Boy, that's unkind.
No, I like him.
Don't say that about a superhero. You wouldn't say that to Peter Parker's face, would you?
I would. He's all right.
He'd end up in all sorts of trouble.
But also, he calls himself the Statesman. That's a fantastic
name.
That's
a good superhero's name, isn't it?
That really is. Like...
I just think it'd be amazing. Imagine if you're just out in Birmingham of an evening.
Yeah.
And then you... some oiks pick on you.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere comes the Statesman.
Yeah, that...
No. He's probably got a better theme tune.
Yeah. The state. He's probably a Churchill speech, isn't it?
Yeah.
"We will fight them in Oceania. We'll fight them in Birmingham." See, that's how he talks, isn't it?
That is... I've never heard him speak, but I won't assume so.
Like I said, I think Kerry Whip... Probably assumed he was having an affair.
Yeah.
But in reality, she...
Turns out he's a superhero.
She thought...
She's like Lois Lane.
What's definitely not happening is he's pretending to be a superhero.
That wouldn't cross your mind.
Cross your mind at all. Like, sometimes when you nip out for a cigarette in the studio, if you were out fighting crime,
yep,
I'd find that astonishing.
You like it, wouldn't you?
We're not a couple, though.
No.
So stop telling people we are.
Oi, right? You. Yeah, if I had a special little outfit, and in those little cigarette breaks, I was breaking up fights and...
Yeah, he's just...
Catching armed robbers.
Scott Cook, right? As Harry says, give this man a knighthood.
I think so.
He's an extraordinary gentleman.
Sounds like a hero. There's got to be a place in society for him. Let's create a special job role for him.
And I would like to shake his hand.
Although I did also read in the story yesterday that he's also been in touch with a couple of other people who do a similar thing. And they're thinking about kind of setting up some kind of organisation.
Like the X-Men.
Something like that, yeah.
Whoa!
Where they're just going to go and sort of single-handedly just take out criminals.
Right, okay. Listeners,
round them up and take them down the nearest police station.
Listeners, we will be on top of this story. And if this crime-fighting conglomerate does come to pass, yeah, we shall be the first
to tell
you. It'd
be amazing. How cool would that be if all crime stopped? Just some heroes from Birmingham.
Some fat blokes from Birmingham.
Yeah, just set up this little superhero club.
Anyway, I'd like to offer an audio handshake to Scott Cook,
yeah,
okay? His mum Dawn and Kerry Whip. That's unusual on Thursday, 24th of February. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. It's time to hand you over to Philip Chadder, who's got your local news headlines. 91.8 Hayes FM. We got some more news on Scott Cook, though, the man who calls himself the Statesman. Tubby mustachioed crime fighter of the Midlands, the Statesman. Okay, apparently he fights crime with four other superheroes who wish to remain anonymous. Obviously,
superheroes.
Well, you don't want like.
So he's let the cat out of the bag now, hasn't he? The Statesman.
Yeah,
everyone knows about the Statesman now. They're gonna go, "Oh, I won't go there."
Yeah, that's true.
Statesman might come over.
That's true, because now he'd just be walking down the street and be like, "Hey, stop that!" And they'll be like, "Shut up, Kirk.
We know where you are."
And just headbutt him.
"Shut up, or I'll come into Santander and throw coffee at you."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't even know where he works and where he lives. They gave the town where he lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's time to look at your sports news. Harry, what are the back page of the paper saying? 91.8 Hayes FM. I like the idea of a frustrated looking Ferguson, because I imagine him like on the front.
Oh, I'm angry.
But with his fists all balled up like a a big Scottish baby with a red face.
I don't think that's that bad a result, really. Do you, Joe?
Well, no, they'll win at Old Trafford, won't they?
So,
so what's the problem?
Yeah. The problem is if they go and draw like 1-1, then they're out of the game.
They'll be like,
I got no away goals.
Hey, buddy boy, I got no away goals for my football team.
You know that.
Anyway, your showbiz roundup. Dave Grohl has been declared a godlike genius at the NME Awards. That is quite an award, isn't it?
Yeah, they give that award every year, don't they? It's ridiculously named, I would say.
What, the godlike ward?
Yeah, the godlike ward.
Yeah.
Is that a little ward at hospital?
Godlike ward.
You're godlike, sit here.
They're all sitting there and they've got huge shaggy beards and like lightning bolts.
Nurse.
Godlike genius, that's a lot though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's extreme.
I don't think you can have a godlike genius every year because there ain't that many in the world.
Ain't that much room on the cloud.
No.
Where do you live?
Yeah.
The Foo Fighters.
Okay, I get you.
The Foo Fighters drummer who first found fame with Nirvana is the first non-Brit to win the award. Laura Marling achieved an unlikely Brits in NME award double. She was named Best Solo Artist at the award. Glastonbury was named Best Festival for the third year running, while Best British Band went to Muse.
Lee.
Lindsay Lohan's been warned she will be jailed if she admits stealing a $2,500 necklace. That's not Australian dollars, it's American.
Why would you do it in Aussie anyway?
That's alright, I like to keep people on their toes.
You're a nutter.
The actress denies taking the jewellery from a store last month, of course, because she's been told that if she
goes to jail. If she admits it, so you've got to deny. They've given her no choice.
The star was sent to jail and rehab last year.
That's bad policemaning. Bad policing of LA.
But,
because
yeah.
They've gone, right, sit down, Lindsay. Mm. Necklace is gone. Right, now, just for a kickoff, if you admit that you've stolen this, we're definitely sending you to jail. Mm. Did you steal it? Well, no.
No.
They shouldn't have done that. They should have gone, oh, yeah, if you admit it, nah, not a lot will happen.
Or just done,
you might get grounded.
Or done the teacher and just be like, hey, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
You're a good kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just tell me, and there won't be any trouble.
Okay, no, I did steal the necklace.
I did do it, sir.
Right, you're going to the head.
Yeah.
No, even though I'm a millionaire, I did steal it.
Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal. 91.8 Hayes FM.
It is the breakfast show, right? We're talking about Tony Scott a minute ago, okay? And I was mocking him for.
And I said, don't mock Tony.
Yeah, for only having done Top Gun. And it turns out that he has done, amongst other films, Beverly Hills Cop 2, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, Man on Fire, numerous TV series, including Numbers. He's done Enemy of the State.
Deja Vu.
Spy Game, Deja Vu. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
That's nice. We were well in sync there.
He's from England.
Yeah. I think we love him.
So, Tony, as a fellow countryman,
I'd like to offer you an apology.
So, yeah. Sorry, Tony. And I will be...
call you lazy again, will you, Joe?
I will do a cameo in 24, the film, if you want.
Yeah, as a way of apology.
By way of apology. Yeah. Anyway, we've been joined in the studio by Miss Carla Battisti, who's going to be telling us what's coming up on the morning programme. Good morning, Carla.
A very good morning to you both. I have to say, as always, a very amusing show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Lady Wogan. I like the story with the man with the name of Tony Blackburn.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very amusing. And I had a very similar conversation with a friend just the other day whose friend is called Phil Collins.
91.8 Hayes FM.
That's it for the breakfast show on 24th February and for the week. We'll be back on Monday and we're looking forward to it.
We can't wait. We're going to have a nice weekend. We're going to chill out over the weekend. We hope you do the same, ladies and gents. Mm. And we are excited for Monday, though. We can't deny that, can we, Joe?
7 a.m. on Monday. Thank you for everybody who got in touch today. Do stay tuned for Carla. Stay listening to Jason. Stay listening to Anu.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked
keep
on
it
Hayes
locked.
FM. Keep it padlocked.
Lock
keep
it down.
Bike locked.
With the key.
Keep it airlocked. This is Hayes FM. We'll be back on Monday. It's time for the national news.
Bye!
Harlington.
Stipson.
Hanwell.
91.8 Hayes.